My name is Jordan, and this is
Cynthia, and we're presenting the hopes, fears, and dreams that make this today's life. We're leaving summer behind. We welcome fall with harvests and changing leaves and comfort food. I'm being taken on an outing, a day of surprises. I can't believe how beautiful the leaves are already.
The seasons change, Cynthia, and so do the leaves. You know that.
That's not what I meant. I meant that they seem to have changed earlier in the year than I expected.
You're right, Cynthia.
Daniel, that is music to my ears. Could you repeat that to be sure Jordan heard you?
I heard him, but his statement that you are right depends on him being right, too. What are the odds that both of you are correct at the same time?
We're both correct, Jordan, and that is exactly why. The seasons do not always occur at the same time each year.
I happen to know that already, Daniel, but that is not about the leaves changing. The season changes depending on the tilt of the Earth and on its axis in relation to the moon.
Spoken like a true astronomer, Jordan. However, meteorologists would disagree. They base the timing of each season on the temperature changes, climate conditions,
and the leaves change based on the temperature. We are both right at the same time. Oh, driving under these trees makes it feel as if we're passing through a grand orange and yellow archway to something completely new.
That, my friends, is exactly right. And here we are. Something completely new.
Aren't you going to tell us where we are, oh, Grand Wizard of Oz?
You'll see soon enough.
That is a special sound for a special season.
I don't hear anything.
The leaves crunching and crashing beneath our feet. You hear that?
I'm more impressed with the view. This is an amazing park, Daniel. All of these trees and high hedges in full color. I can't even see what's around the next corner. Uh-oh!
Ah, you do see what's around the next corner.
No, Daniel! Well, these are incredibly beautiful, as long as all we're going to do is look.
Nobody comes to a hot air balloon festival just to look. The whole idea is to go up in the balloon and get a new view of the leaves from above.
Well, I hope you two enjoy that. I'll be admiring you from here on the grass while I eat the picnic.
Come on, you've got to try this.
I can't believe you think I would really go up in one of those things.
But you are going up. We are all going up. Think of it as an inspiration for your painting.
It has to be an amazing experience, Cynthia. Come on.
If you love the color of the leaves from under the trees, you will be thrilled with those colors in a panorama across the countryside.
I'm not missing this once-in-a-lifetime experience. Climb up, Cynthia.
Besides, the picnic is going up with us and... there's champagne and chocolate. Climb up, Cynthia.
Oh, you do know the perfect motivators, don't you, Daniel? Champagne and chocolate. Oh, here I come.
Good for you, Cynthia.
You're going to enjoy this.
Oh, it's really unstable feeling. Thank goodness for the rope. No! Oh, who untied the rope? I can't do this.
It's done, kiddo. You have to do it now. They don't allow anybody to jump ship.
Since falling is what I'm afraid of, it's not likely I would jump ship now, is it?
Woo! We're going up!
Hang on! Just hang on tight! It'll be okay!
You don't need to white-knuckle it like Jordan there, Cynthia. Just take a minute to get your sea legs.
My air legs. Yes. Well, I think I'm adjusting.
I think you would have to actually stand up to get your air legs. You're going to miss all the gorgeous leaves if you crouch down there. Listen, it's so quiet up here.
How about I fortify myself down here with chocolate and champagne first? Then maybe I'll stand up.
About that.
You did not lie about chocolate and champagne. Tell me you didn't.
I didn't, but...
but?
But we can't drink the champagne until we land. You can see that. No drinking and flying, right? It's just safer that way.
And the chocolate?
There's no problem with the chocolate, except...
Except, Daniel, you are playing with fire. And I don't mean the hot air kind. This may be the first hot air balloon murder over chocolate. Do not poke the bear.
It's not that. I just want it to be a celebration, Cynthia. You'll be a lot more comfortable once you stand up. I promise.
And the view is amazing.
See, Cynthia, even Jordan's knuckles have come back to their natural pink color.
My knuckles have never been pink.
Not really the point, Jordan. You are more comfortable now, aren't you?
Actually, I am. Wow!
So, Daniel's delighted and Jordan's comfortable. What about the chocolate?
To be honest with you, Cynthia, I kind of see the chocolate as a reward for standing up.
Oh, I know you're trying to help, Daniel, but you're a little ridiculous. Of course, I'm ridiculous, too. Oh, it better be really good chocolate.
You did it, Cynthia.
What do you think, Cynthia?
Oh, it is gorgeous. Amazing. The best fall experience ever. Without falling, of course.
Thank you for listening to Today's Life. I'm Laura Hale, writer.
And I'm Joseph McGuire, producer. And together we brought you another episode of Today's Life, featuring Jim Galland as Daniel Fordham, a Radio Theater Project presentation.